I am the very model of a cyber war phenomenon. We've spent a decade promising a digital dominion. The Chinese have 10 operators for every one American. But that's because they foolishly believe in mere arithmetic. We don't require personnel, recruiting, or capacity. We've got a PowerPoint entitled Domain Mastery Strategy. While others count their workforce by the thousands in a spreadsheet line, we cultivate a quality so rare it's hard to even find. We have a plan for training and a roadmap and a vision too. A framework for a future force eventually arriving through. We reorganize, rebrand, rename, and then we reorganize again. And every fresh transformation proves we're finally about to win. We brief the Hill on mastery and all the things we're going to do, while every year assuring them the breakthrough's nearly coming through. The adversaries building teams and tooling up industriously, but we're refining excellence in DeckSmart version 23. Our AI budget's growing by a truly staggering percentage, which clearly means that victory is now within immediate appendage. If China has a million hands, that's really quite a quaint conceit, because we'll have a chatbot soon and therefore cannot be beat. We cannot match their numbers and we frankly do not plan to try. For quantity's a quality that we have chosen to deny. Instead, we'll reach a state of cyber hyper super mastery, the details of which presently remain in classified obscurity. So when historians ask us how the contest was eventually won, we'll say the force was undermanned, but look how well the charts were done. And should the outcome not align with all the forecasts we extol, we'll launch CyberCom 3.0 and finally achieve the goal. Yes, we'll launch CyberCom 3.0 and finally achieve the goal. We'll form a tiger team to draft the roadmap to achieve the goal. We'll hold a summit, build a portal, and commission one more study role. And sometime in the 2030s, finally achieve the goal.